Hey. Sorry for the bad note, but you know what? You've received with the Chill Zone Pepperbox podcast, and this is your host Ayushi. So, how about you get loaded for some good fun information and just how about again I say this, the Chill Zone. Yeah. All right, welcome to season two of Conversations. Today I'm talking about a band, okay, which has been popular with the youth, but yet I don't think so. उन लोगों को उतना क्या बोलते हैं? Like they should have been getting more तारीफ ज़्यादा
Recognition,
मिलनी चाहिए, right? So the
yeah.
thing is, the band is the local thing. But before discussing more and more on them, I'll first introduce my guest. Because I don't want you to think कि कोई भूत बोल रहा है, भूत नहीं है. So it is a friend of mine through online we've met, and this is the first time we are talking. But हम लोग बहुत बात कर चुके ऑनलाइन. So anyways, I don't know why I'm mumbling. So Ishan, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi guys, my name is Ishan. First of all, thank you so much, Ayushi, for having me on this. Lovely to have a conversation with you about music and a very amazing band, The Local Train. And I'm a student who just graduated doing his master's, and I play a couple of different instruments myself. And I'm a musician as well. So, you know, this is one of the favorite topics that I'd love to talk about and love to have a conversation with you on.
Yay. So obviously you have more knowledge in music than me because yeah, I do not play an instrument and you should really check out his page. Anyways, moving on. When was the first time you heard Local Train and what like you know draw you to the like kya attention, what grabbed your attention, you know?
Okay, so my first encounter with Local Train happened in 2019, honestly. When I was in Southampton, मैं अपने दोस्त के साथ उसके घर पे थे, एंड वी वर ऑल ड्रिंकिंग एंड यू नो चिलिंग, एंड ही इज लाइक लिसन आई वांट यू टू हियर दिस सॉन्ग, एंड ही बेसिकली स्टार्टेड प्लेइंग दिल मेरे फ्रॉम आलस के पेड़,
हाँ
एंड वी वर ऑल लाइक two three pegs down, and you know we just come out of the topic of love and everything, and Dil Mere really got that attention lyrically as well as musically. You know, some songs that really touch you even when you're really chilling, but you've just come out of a conversation and some songs hit you. So Dil Mere really became a go-to song in Southampton, and that is the first time I heard them, as on in November 2019. So after that, you know, he started playing couple of more tracks like Chulo, Aftab, Dilnawa, and things like that that really started catching my attention, that you know this band is someone that I have never heard of as a person, and I really want to listen to them more. So they have two albums that have come out. One is Aalas Ke Ped, through which I, you know, got introduced to the band. And then I started researching more that who the band members are, or you know who they are, as in like as a band, what kind of genre they're into, or these are just some songs they introduced in the album. What is their pathway in this? What kind of other things they're developing? Being a musician, these things really come out naturally because you want to research about different kinds of music groups and musicians. Because you want to understand what they really write or sing or make music thinking about. So, hence I started researching more on the Local Train, and that's when I got the whole scenario of what really the Local Train is and what kind of impact they have on our youth in India at least.
So, what is the impact they have on us? Like, why do you think that the youth kind of, you know, like them a lot?
It's because their music is very, you know, in a very positive way. When I'm saying this, it comes out in a very positive and most beautiful way, that their music is very nice, in a way, as in soothing. It's something that you can just you're working and you can have it in the back of your head out of nowhere, but you still enjoy the tune of it. The lyrics are very simple. The lyrics really have a very deep meaning. The words are really easy to hold on to and catch on to. And it really fits with what they're singing. And plus the vocalist, Mr. Negi, he's a very beautiful singer. Every time you hear him sing, you want to listen to him more. And that is when I really realized that, the impact they have on the youth is because youth is going through something like that. A bad breakup, or they're crushing over someone so much, or it might be that where is that someone that you might be looking for? Are you lonely enough? Or you're casual drinking with your friends and they're playing these songs, and you realize that these are the songs that you really want to listen to, even if you're pre-boozing or you're in an after party or anywhere. And it's not just because of drinking, but even when today it's raining so much in Mumbai and it's been bad weather from yesterday night. But honestly, while I was traveling back from the office, the only playlist I was listening to was the local train. Because it set the environment, it set into the mood, and I really enjoyed it. This is what impact they have on the youth, that the youth really wants more and more. So that's what happened when 2015 they released Aalas Ka Ped. They saw the demand that people really want them to do. And that's when they started landing in big festival concerts and events and personal events, and they started playing all across India. Like, it was like a tour. And that's when people really started getting to know about the local train. But still, a lot of people in India do not know about the local train. Like, when you tell them that, hey, have you listened to the new song by the local train, or have you listened to this song? They're like, no, who are they? And that's when you realize that, indie culture in India is not coming out from its box.
Yeah, I totally agree. So here's the thing. You might have heard about like Korea is suddenly booming in music, right? Like you have BTS and Blackpink. I mean, I'm not saying that you have to like the music, but they are doing quite good. Like they're going to international platforms. Now, we say ki India mein music acha banta nahi, but that's not the truth. We have Local Train, we have Pratik Kuhar, we have the Dream Note. Like there's so many artists like that. So what are the milestones you think they will have to go through to reach such platforms?
See, honestly, first of all, see, the Indian youth totally has become dependent on the Western culture. So people, even if they're listening to indie songs, or they're listening to Pratik Kuhar, they're listening to When Chai Met Toast, or they're listening to the local train, the thing is that they only keep it to themselves. Because what happens is that because of people who are listening to a lot of hip hop or Western or Korean music like BTS, Blackpink, or something like they're listening to J Balvin, or they're listening to Daddy Yankee, someone like that from another whole culture and another language, they still keep listening to it and they start posting about it. That's where the thing is that, when you have such a power, the social media power, we as Indians should together try to make our music also globally available. So when you say the Korean music like BTS, so BTS has a fan following because the Korean people started making that come out. And BTS became a global sensation just like One Direction did. And that is what happens when a youth culture starts to appreciate that kind of music. You're going to achieve amazing milestones. Like, especially when you're talking about the local train. I'd say that when you listen to Aftab, a lot of people are like, Aftab's one of the best songs of local trains, and they're very good, the lyrics, the music, everything. Then why aren't you sharing it with others? Why aren't you making more people listen to it? Is it that because you're so influenced by the Western culture that you only want to show your peers or your colleagues or your friends that, you listen to these kind of genres, but your secret playlist consists of the local train? A lot of people do that. Today, whenever you go out on a drive, people start playing Western music or, lofi or something like that. But they forget that, Indian creators do that. And recently, after I started finding out about the local train, I understood that, being a musician, I understand what their milestone that they need to achieve is that they need to be who they are. They always need to be the same. And the local train is such a band that has always been the same throughout these 3 years that they've started coming out with their own albums. And that's the beauty about them. So the milestone I would say they do not have to achieve because they've already achieved by making amazing music. If they're winning awards, they're doing, honestly, in 2015, when I was researching, as we're talking about milestones, in 2015, Sennheiser had a global Indian talent hunt in which they declared the local train a number one band, emerging band, in 2015 itself. And when Sennheiser does that, a German-based company that's into audio equipment and, headphones and everything, every music producers and engineers use, that is a big, big thing. In 2015, when they'd not even launched their albums. So today, there a lot of their musics have been used, a lot of their songs have been used by independent directors and producers of very good movies, which have been nominated in global music, movie festivals and global music festivals. But people don't know much about it.
All right. So that's interesting. So do you think companies like I should mention them, T-Series and all of them, right? Do you think companies like this can sabotage artists, independent artists like Local Train and Pratik Guha?
I would say yes at a point and no. So, yes, because we've been seeing that, T-Series and Zee Music, they are again the same kind of system that somewhat is based on nepotism or is based on people who can shell out that kind of huge money and sign contracts with them. And it becomes like, see, so big music labels, they really sort of try to control what kind of content you need to be taking out. I'm not sure if you've seen the movie Queen, but if you see the band history of Queen, you will get to know that what they really faced when they were getting signed by a couple of record labels back in the day. Even then, their content was to be controlled by these record labels. And it's the same with a lot of bands, even One Direction. Every band goes through this. So today when Pratik Kuhar comes out with his own music and the local train comes out with their own music, it's really beautiful to know that still people are listening to it. Obviously, when you're with a big record label, there's a big budget and you get that kind of advertising, you get that kind of stuff. But I don't think they need that if what their music speaks for. Even without T-Series and Zee Music or anything, the music is reaching the youth and where it needs to be reaching. It's reaching the right public. It's reaching the kind of people that really need to listen to that music. Now, I don't mean to demean or anything, but for the same example, when you listen to Dhwani Bhanushali, I feel her voice is too auto-tuned for a person in a way. And I've been telling this because for all the songs that I have been hearing here and there, her voice sounds very different in each and every song if you go to see. And that's not because of the scale that she's singing on, but it's because that, auto-tune, sometimes you cannot control that kind of voice for that kind of song. So, because she's with T-Series, her music outreach becomes bigger. But then it's just bigger in the sake of views, not bigger in the sake of having been saved in a playlist.
All right. I got it. So
You get my point. See, I don't mean to demean any musician and artist over here, but I just feel
not at all. Even I talk about Badshah many times. I demean him a lot in many of my podcasts. So it's okay to demean if you feel.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. That over here, I feel that every musician has a very different kind of outlook towards their music.
Yeah.
Being a pianist and a handpan player and being into music meditation myself, I have seen that my genre is accepted by a very few people, but they love that genre. And that is what the thing in Indian youth is. If you love a particular genre,
yeah,
they only go to that genre. And honestly, with the local train coming, as you're talking about them, if you look at their genre, it's very simple and very connective emotionally as well.
True. Yeah, what you're saying is totally true.
So, if they sign up with a big record label like T-Series or Z-Music or anything, it's just that their music might be taken for shitty Bollywood music. You know, they might be telling that, as you have signed with us, you'll have to make one Bollywood number, you might have to do this for us, you might have to do that. And that is not the genre of the local train.
Okay, yeah, I get it. So basically, you are putting across that it is good that they're independent till a point, right? Others when
yeah,
you'll see local train singing an item number and you'll be like, kya kar rahe, pagal panti.
Yeah.
It's totally
yeah. See, local train is a group, is a band, it's by, and the people in that band cater to an audience that do realize the aesthetics and the authenticity of Indian music. The lyrics, the kind of things like poetic effect that it has on you after the end of their every song is what local train stands for.
Yes, I get you. I mean, I actually agree with it. I'm actually liking your talk more and more on it. So you can continue talking because I'm just learning. So go ahead.
So see, the thing is that when after local train, I started listening to different kinds of other indie artists, independent artists. So Pratik Kuhal had been on my list for a very long time, but then that's when I started listening to him more and realizing the kind of songs he makes. Then I started hearing Roshan Shetty. Sure, he is an amazing artist. He's one of my most favorite artists to date for two reasons. One being that his songs in particular have a very amazing lo-fi music kind of a feel. And his lyrics are damn poetic. So there's this song known as Tera by Roshan. He's based in Hyderabad. And in that song, there's a line, Kya bhi teri zuba ke jawabo mein meri jaga hai. Kya abhi man ke sawalo se teri nazar na pare hai. You know, that four lines, these four lines have had a very deep impact on me. And he then ends with the question stating, kya main abhi tera hoon karke. And that really takes me apart. It pulls me back. Then I started listening to When Chai Met Toast very recently, thanks to Spotify for adding that on my universal shuffle playlist. I started listening to them and their song that they had just released that time known as When We Feel Young. And what a beautiful song with the music, the simplicity, the wordings. See, that is what indie independent artists are all about. And today's youth is able to connect with them because they understand these kind of things. They understand what poetry stands for. They understand what art stands for. Like, for example, before the local train and way back in 2000s, we had amazing artists like the Indian Ocean Band. And this band in particular came out with very, very good songs. And by the time it faded off, it's risen again. Like, I honestly was so elated when I saw them perform in the Spoken Fest. And I was like, I have always wanted to watch them live. And I did not know. My friend just took me. He's like, "Look, you know what? We're going to the Spokane." And somehow he got the passes for me. And I still remember I just left from my house. I told my mom that, you know, I have to go. Mom's like, "I know you really love these kind of poetry fest. Just leave. You know, don't waste any second. Don't make your friends wait." And I really left, okay? And after reaching there, we had an amazing time with poetry. But when I heard Indian Ocean Band play after so many years and listening to them after so many years, it just made me realize that, you know, the power of indie music and its lyrics it has on youth. And that's what the local train and these other indie artists who are upcoming stand for. And that is something that we need to look around for. Because these are the kind of bands that need the kind of attention from other people as well. Even if your genre is different, you got to understand that these genres are going to help you in a lot of ways. So being a music therapist, you know, when people ask me that what kind of music would you always suggest to us, I always say that the music that I would always suggest to you guys would be that listen to anything and everything that comes on your playlist. If it's rock, it's jazz, it's blues, it's R&B, it's indie, it's hip-hop, it's rap, it's EDM, it's trance. Like, even if it's not your genre, just listen to it. You might not know what kind of lyrics are going to hit you and what kind of music is going to, you know, help you meditate or relax. And that is what I am also doing right now. I'm also discovering a whole new segment, that's indie. When you told me that I had to talk about the local train and, you know, you told me that it would be fun to have you because a musician, and I really wanted to be on a podcast as well. Honestly, guys, this is my first podcast, thanks to Ayushi. This is my first podcast, dude.
He's not kidding me, man. You were so talented. I thought there were 2-3 interviews or something. Like.
No. So, like, I've had radio interviews. Okay. I've had, like, amazing IG life. I've had, like, TEDx going on. But I've never had a podcast. And, you know, I'm really happy that I'm on a podcast. And a lot of people, I'm not sure if they're going to be hearing me about the local train. And it's going to interest them as a topic. But the people who are hearing me, I definitely, this is my first podcast. So if I'm speaking a lot, and if you feel that, you know, this guy should really tone it down for the next podcast, please DM and tell me. That would be great feedback.
No, they will not tell it. And thanks. So even I was, when you were talking, at times I like listening. You know that feeling?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, a lot, I have never been on a podcast. So, you know, for me, I don't know the audience, the podcast listening audience. Okay. I don't know how they react to a podcast. And because this is my first podcast, I'm a little wee bit nervous. So, you know, if I'm speaking a lot and, you know, you feel that he should really, like, keep it to the point kind of thing, please, guys, tell me on my DM and let me know if I need to improve for my next podcast with Ayushi, okay? Ayushi, taking me for your next podcast, right?
Obviously, I'm taking. Well, season 3, when I come up with season 3, so it's mostly like we take one guest and we talk on different topics, right? Like genre.
Yeah.
जैसे के ड्रामा हुआ सर के ड्रामा एक थोड़ी होता है दो तीन होते तो है ही ना सो लाइक एन एग्जांपल सो सॉरी आई एम टेकिंग लॉट्स ऑफ कोरियन एग्जांपल्स बट एनीवेज
या गाइस आयुषी हैज टोल्ड मी शी इज टेकिंग फॉर सीजन 3 एंड यू गाइस आर विटनेस टू इट इफ शी ब्रीचेस दिस कॉन्ट्रैक्ट ऑफ वर्ड I'm going to be putting it on Instagram and you guys have to support me. Okay? Thank you.
I am going to put up a YouTube channel, make local train like BTS famous and I'll put your whole podcast up in it. So, dekh lena. Sare jagat ko famous kar dungi main. Jitna mere se ho sake utna.
No worry. So, see, coming back to the point, like, I just feel that local train has reached a milestone in our hearts. A Grammy would do them a justice in an international forum. But what touches the heart and what reaches the heart of the youth is a milestone in its own way. So I feel that local train has already reached that milestone. And it's covering people's heart. So when I heard it in 2019, a song that was released in 2015, imagine the amount of research I did just listening to one song of one album. So it touched my heart. So that milestone is reached. For me, at least, I feel they've attained that kind of milestone.
Definitely, definitely they have. But I think so. It is time to show that India ke youth mein bhi to power hai na. That's what I want to put across. Like,
yeah, like the youth has that power to do it, and we should. Like, I'm not. It's like make in India. Just do it. You know, just help your fellow people to help yourself as well. It's very simple. If you know, I read about this, and I was early. You know, I had a smile after I read that. That if you're not gonna support the artist, who's gonna provide you with the art that makes you smile? And I just had a smile on my face thinking that how deeply it's been written by a fellow artist.
It's like 1, 3, 4 words, but it like just hits you, right? Directly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you just read it and you're like, okay, these are just like 5 to 6 words. But this hit you. But this is something deep. And this is something that is a universal fact. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to support your artist, or you're not going to support the artist whom you like listening to, you're not going to help them out, who's going to provide you the art that makes you smile? And I was like, oh.
Got it.
So that's what it is. I mean, I just feel that the local train are beautiful. And my other recommendations for people and audience and all you amazing people who are listening to this would be that listen to When Chai Met Toast, Roshan Shetty, that is, he goes by the acronym SHORE. Listen to Prateek Kuhad, listen to Vayu, listen to Indian Ocean, Mikkel Hassan Band, listen to different kinds of these indie artists, and, you know, just give them the kind of recognition they deserve. Give them the type of boost they really should have. Like, I know for a matter of fact, because when I play the handpan and people see me playing the handpan, I usually wouldn't believe. People are like, is this a UFO? Ye kya tawe pe banaya hai? Ye kya tumne koi bartan ulta karke is pe hathoda maar ke banaya hai? These are the kind of things they say. And the reason why the Indian handpan community is so small is because of this. So, you know, people should definitely promote the music they like and promote the artists that you like. Let others also, you know, in on this moment of happiness and smile in their life. I just feel that, you know, that if you have something that is really making you happy, you should share it with others that also makes you happy. So I'm really thankful to my friend Harsh that, you know, he really made me listen to the local train.
Thank you, Harsh. Thank you so much. As Terry heard this, he's up on my podcast and talking about it. So even I think.
If you're able to contact Harsh, please do let me know. Harsh has been ghosting out, in and out. I don't know what's wrong with him. So guys, if you meet Harsh, his name is Harsh Delkar. Please let him know that I miss him. And I hope he's all right. And I really, I'm going to be playing local train cover soon, and I'll be uploading for this podcast as well. And Ayushi, thank you once again so much for having me on this podcast, man. It means a lot. My first podcast, it'll be framed on a golden thing on my wall now, you know.
Yeah. And are you still single?
Yeah, apparently.
Wait one second. Let me tell an advertisement karu thoda.
Oh yeah, yeah, please, I'd love to hear this. Thank you.
So
शुद्ध हिंदी में शुद्ध हिंदी में
शुद्ध हिंदी ओके लेट मी ट्राई ठीक है हंसना मत
या या
मेरे प्रिय मित्र ईशान जी रिलेशनशिप में नहीं है ऑकवर्ड दिस इज इंग्लिश तो हाँ ही रीड्स बुक्स ही प्लेज म्यूजिक वो मास्टर्स कर रहे हैं, उनका जॉब है एंड ही इज मल्टी टैलेंटेड. ही विल डेफिनेटली कीप यू हैप्पी एंड ही नोज व्हाट टू स्पीक. एंड उनका गाना का प्लेलिस्ट बहुत अच्छा है, तो इफ यू आर डाउन ही विल ऑलवेज सेंड यू गुड म्यूजिक टेस्ट और सजेशन और एनीथिंग. या दैट्स व्हाट आई
थैंक यू सो मच आयुषी.
थिंक.
एंड क्राउड डोंट आई मीन we're messing, but yes, thank you so much Ayushi. And first of all guys, I've met Ayushi on social media
On social media
and
only.
yeah, and वो भी सिंगल है अपेरेंटली. अगर जो लड़के हैं, अगर आपको हंसना है, आपको नए वर्ड सीखने हैं, आपको भी हमारी तरह पॉडकास्ट पे आना है, तो आप आयुषी के साथ बातें कर सकते हैं. शी इज अ वेरी नाइस ह्यूमन एंड अ ब्यूटिफुल सोल इंडीड. टॉकिंग टू हर हैज नेवर लेट मी फील ऑकवर्ड. लाइक आवर कॉन्वर्सेशंस हैव नेवर रियली स्टार्टेड विद हे और हाय, यू नो, इट्स जस्ट स्टार्टेड ब्रो ये है क्या करना है, और इट्स लाइक अ मीम और समथिंग लाइक दैट. एंड ट्रस्ट मी, वी हैव मिनिमल कॉन्वर्सेशंस, बट we have this kind of vibe that comes out whenever we're talking, and we have like huge ass discussions about these kind of topics, like not just local train or music but books. And she created this book club recently where we have a lot of people, and but we had a lot of good discussion about books and various topics. And Ayushi is someone who's very you know, she has like a very amazing perspective to a lot of beautiful things in earth or in our lives and everywhere. And if you listen to her talk, you understand that, you know, your perspective about different things can have a different outlook. A very positive soul, always smiling. She lives very far from me, so basically she's told me that she's going to meet me after 6 months because she's on some kind of fitness regime right now, which I told her is not at all needed to meet me. So I don't know what she's up to, people. Let's just explain her. And you know, it's just like you know, Ayushi, just the way you are, you're amazing. So like we can meet anytime, but the problem is like 3.5 hours of traveling time for the both of us to meet, and
yeah,
we don't know where to meet in center. So, you know, it's like, agar hum kahin Mumbai mein, I don't know. Jeez, Ayushi, why do you live so far? Please come to proper Bombay.
Yeah. You give me the money, I'll take a house also over there. Not an issue. Mumbai mein kya?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so like, we can have this kind of thing where, you know, we can all rent a house and live there for like a year or so. Like, proper, aise roomies and housemate type kind of vibe with all the kind of people who have the same interests as us. So, you know, every night after work, everyone's like pouring a glass of wine, scotch, vodka, beer, anything they really like. Aapke case mein hum juice dege, we need someone sober. So, aisa ek mast session hoga every night, talking about intellectual things and, you know, being surrounded by intellectual people and beings would be really nice.
That was wonderful. And jo tune bola was so sweet. And thank you for coming. I hope to see you more. And I'll keep
yeah.
Bye.
Yes. Bye. Thank you, people.